Tony Award-winning Fiorello is a big-hearted look at Mayor LaGuardia and his battle for the people of New York City, with music and lyrics by Tony Award winners Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick, and a book by Tony Award and Drama Desk winner George Abbott and Jerome Wideman. The Berkshire Theater Group production is directed by Playwrights Horizons founder Bob Moss. Fiorello is one of only 9 musicals to have been awarded the esteemed Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Berkshire Theater Group presents Fiorello through July 23rd on their Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. Cast members Katie Barenbaum and Austin Lombardi join us now. They play Marie and title character Fiorello, respectively. Katie and Austin, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So for people who maybe aren't familiar with Fiorello, tell us more about the story. Tell us more about the plot of the show and what's accomplished in your hours on the stage.
The show tracks his journey toward being mayor of New York City. The rest is considered history, but his journey there is really where the show focuses.
I think it's interesting because when I first got the script, I was expecting it to be about his time as mayor. That's how most people know him. Mm-hmm. But like Austin said, it starts when he is just a lawyer in Greenwich Village trying to fight for the people. And it tracks his wins and losses on the way to becoming mayor and the people that help him along the way, people who work in his office, his wives, etc.
And are cashing in favors. It's very sweet.
Exactly.
So when you're playing a real person, what kind of research do you do? How much do you find out as you approach this role?
Well, the musical itself is based on a book called My Life with Fiorello. So reading that book was very insightful and enlightening to who he was as a human being. It was a firsthand account of someone who worked with him when he was a congressman. So very, very comprehensive look at his personal life and his politics, which was shows a lot about someone's politics and where they came from, and putting that all together was very, very easy because of that book. And there's also a number of biographies. He was writing an autobiography before he died.
Okay.
That were just floating around the rehearsal space too. So reading those, flipping through, looking at the pictures and people's firsthand accounts with him were remarkable and very insightful. So,
Katie, tell us about your character and the challenges you're facing in the show.
Sure. So my character is Marie Fisher, who was his second wife in real life. So she worked for him. In terms of research that I did, I found out that she graduated from high school and then immediately started working for LaGuardia. So he was essentially her life's work. And it's interesting because LaGuardia passed away long before her. She didn't pass away until around 1987, I believe. And her life's work, even after he died, was promoting his legacy. She started a number of foundations in his name. It's actually very similar to, if anyone has seen Hamilton or even heard about it, Eliza Hamilton, very similar sort of themes.
We're familiar with it around
here. Yes, I'm sure. So that was fun to think about, even though this is sort of tracking her development in the beginning. But it's also cool because you get the show spans 15 years. So we're starting with when Marie is very young. She'll like right out of high school, like 19, working for him. And then the show ends when she's around 34 when they get married. Spoiler alert.
That's fine, I think. So it's a Bock and Harnick musical, as I mentioned in the introduction. Have either of you done Fiddler or She Loves Me before?
This is my first Bock and Harnick musical.
I actually have been in both Fiddler and She Loves Me before. And I love Bock and Harnick musicals. I think they're beautiful gems of musicals. You can see little bursts of their other work, I think, in Fiorello. There's one dance in particular that's very Fiddler on the Roof-esque. But I think something that makes them special is the music is always very beautiful, and the characters, I think, are very fleshed out, especially the female characters, which is really nice as a woman in the theater.
Certainly. How are you finding the music as you tackle it for the first time in your career?
The music for me is actually very it's very different. I don't really have like a song per se. He just has a lot of shouting on notes. But it's actually very interesting because Tom Bosley, who played the role originally,
of course,
wasn't much of a singer. And so that's why there wasn't
all
these
songs. And Austin has a beautiful voice.
But you don't get to use it in this.
No.
You'll have time to use it again. You're very young.
Well, yes. But it kind of helps. It's kind of focusing more on everyone else that helped him become him, because everyone knows Fiorello. If anyone in the show, everyone knows Fiorello. And then all these people that helped create him as a politician and as a lawyer and as a congressman and then as mayor. He did not do it by himself, and I think that's the most important thing about this musical. So this character, Ben Marino, he has almost four songs. And it's neat. I don't know. I love it. Good. It's beautiful.
It's directed by Playwrights Horizons founder Bob Moss. How is it working with Bob?
A
Mr.
dream
Moss,
come
I should say,
true.
I don't know him.
Amazing.
A dream come true.
What type of director? What approach does he take?
His most important element that he brought to the show was keeping it so very, very true. If something didn't feel organic, if something didn't feel like or didn't look organic, he would right away. He wanted to stick to the script and he wanted to stick to the truth behind the story.
Which is such a freeing experience in musical theater, especially in an older show like this. I think it's easy to get into tropes, especially comedic tropes. Yeah. And Bob really did a good job of steering us away from that. And from the beginning, he said, like, these are real people. And so this, more than any other show I've done in a while, I felt like my character is a person, is someone that I could recognize on the street and interact with. Another cool thing that our choreographer said recently at the talk back we had on Monday was that they had a deal that they weren't allowed to say no to each other. Any idea they had to at least try or work around, which I think speaks to Bob's really giving and collaborative spirit, which was true working with actors as well as the choreographer.
I mentioned in the intro that Fiorello won the Pulitzer. You brought up Hamilton, which also won the Pulitzer this year, one of only 9 musicals to do that. When there is something like Hamilton happening in the musical theater world, does it trickle down to performers like you who are not necessarily that close to it, but because it's so huge, it kind of touches everything? Or does it not? I'm like leading the witness completely with that question.
I think it trickles down in many ways. I think finding those parallels, like today, getting excited about Hamilton made it very easy to get excited about the show, because there are so many parallels. Not just the Eliza Hamilton thing, but when he lost, like how he lost, who he was as a human being, his politics and everything. Actually, back in the day, Fiorello actually hated Alexander Hamilton. He hated his politics, hated everything about it, loved Thomas Jefferson.
Sure.
Hated Alexander Hamilton. And they're so similar. Their stories are remarkably similar. So it's like the first Hamilton. I don't know. It's like the musical written before Hamilton.
I think too, just like, I think it's very apt that Berkshire Theater Group chose this show for this season, both because it's an election season and because of Hamilton. I think that, because they're both stories about people in politics essentially trying to do the right thing. That's how I see Fiorello. And so that, I think, is a great parallel to have. And in terms of Hamilton trickling down, I think it's impossible for it not to. I think there's something in the air lately about theater. I think everyone is excited about it, and not just excited, but excited about finding new things, which I think affected this process for sure.
Berkshire Theater Group's production of Fiorello runs through July 23rd at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. For more information, visit berkshiretheatergroup.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Katie Barenbaum and Austin Lombardi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Break your legs in your continued run, and it's good to see you.
Thank you.